This, I believe. Paul L. Benjamin is a social worker whose activities have taken him to many cities throughout the country. He was formerly the national president of the American Association of Social Workers. More recently, he was the public relations associate of The People Act, a radio program dramatizing democracy at work. Now a resident of Schenectady, he also lectures on community organizations at Siena College in Loudonville, New York. He writes light verse as a hobby and also enjoys a good game of chess. Here now is Paul Benjamin.
Dr. Albert Schweitzer, the famous missionary, tells how his world crashed about him when World War I broke out. He just couldn't believe that his neighbors were now his enemies. He searched for an answer to his doubt. Finally, one sultry African day, as he sat on the deck of a snub-nosed steamer, the answer came to him in three magical words: reverence for life. After many years as a social worker, those words have come to express the heart of my own belief. My first experience as a young man in the Franklin Street settlement in Detroit made a lasting impression upon me. In the evening, I taught English to a group of immigrants. I developed a special friendship for an older man. After class one night, he invited me to his room. There, he brought out a beautiful old violin. I was caught up in the spell of great music played by a master. From him and many, many others, I've caught the richness of life, which flows from friendships with all kinds of people. Indeed, over the years, I have discovered that relationship with others, in the interplay of personalities, in worship together, are among the most rewarding satisfactions in life. One day I was in my office at the Family Society in Louisville when an elderly man entered. He threw a leather bag on my desk, which clinked as it fell. At his request, I opened it, and out tumbled a set of shiny surgical tools. In the old country, he said, I was a craftsman. I made those by hand. There were always many orders, but here, with a gesture of despair, machines make them faster and cheaper. He dramatized for me the hunger men have for personal integrity, for being of esteem to themselves and their fellows. When we deny to a man this right to belief in himself, we do the ultimate wrong, it seems to me, for we scar that which God has made. I believe further that it is a rare privilege to be admitted within the portals of another's personality. I should bring to such a relationship humility and understanding, together with all the tested skill for dealing with the inchoate problems of people which experience and knowledge can teach me. I have come to realize that in order to meet the buffeting of circumstance, I need a rooted philosophy about life, with an enduring belief in a divine presence in our lives. I believe further that life is what I make it. Finally, I have tried to epitomize my belief in the following words. Reverence for life is a profound belief in the dignity and supreme worth of every human being. It moves men of goodwill to clasp hands for the common good. Humbly, they will ask their Creator for the understanding, the compassion, to share with others the blessings with which God Himself has endowed the earth.
That was Paul L. Benjamin of Schenectady, New York, who is a teacher, social worker, and writer.